told mom and dad and grannies and granders what all you want for Christmas? Yes. What are all you wanting for Christmas? You're what? You're getting a big bumblebee. Better watch, it might sting you. Yes? A Lego aeroplane. Boys and boys, there are going to be a lot of people busy this Christmas. You're going to get a happy home center. Wow. Well, you can tell us all day. You can tell us later on what all you've got, you're hoping to get for Christmas. Wow. Well, I have my shopping all done. Do you not think I'm doing well? Could you keep a secret until Christmas, 12 days? You could. Because I wouldn't like you to tell anybody what I have for Christmas, because I want it all to be a surprise, you see. So you'd like me to show you what I have got for Christmas? Yes. Well, we have a little boy coming to our house for Christmas. He's just 5 years old. What would a little boy of 5 years old like for Christmas? A toy, yes. But what sort of toy would you like? Well, I have got something here for a little boy who is five. Now, you notice I just wrapped it up in newspaper, because there's no point in wrapping it up in Christmas paper and wasting it, because he'll only tear it up anyway, wouldn't he? So just wrapped it up in newspaper. And I better be careful, so I have to re-stick it together again, all right? Right now, what do you think a five-year-old boy would like? A motor car. Motor car. Sure, a five-year-old boy would like a motor car, but you'll notice that this motor car is sort of falling apart. It's well used, it's not new, and the wee bit for the battery seems to be stuck. I'll have to see if I can stick it together for him. Isn't that good for Christmas? Yes, of course, he would enjoy that for Christmas. I know every boy would love that little motor car for Christmas. Now, we have a little girl coming. She is 2.5. What would a little girl 2.5 like? A dummy. I don't think a little, this wee girl doesn't take. She's past the dummy stage, and I don't think she ever did use a dummy. Well, again, I just wrapped this up in newspaper, because there's no point in wasting the money in Christmas paper. And this little girl, she just loves to walk about with a telephone so that she can talk to granny and grand and all the rest on the telephone. So I thought that she would like a telephone. So here we are. Here's the telephone that we have got her. It's not a good telephone, and she can ring them up and talk. Well, again, it's not new, because there's no point in wasting money on a new thing. It'd only be destroyed anyway, isn't that right? Yep, I agree. So this telephone is old, but I'm sure she will love that as well. Now, we have a little girl who's coming, and she's six. What would a six-year-old girl like? What would you like for Christmas? Well, this little girl, she is very fond of drawing and painting, and she's like her mum, and so she's very fond of these things. So I thought that I would get her something to draw and work with, and I treated her a little bit special, so I wrapped it up in brown paper, not just newspapers. Not think that was good? So I wrapped it up in brown paper. So here we go. And so we got her a coloring book. But again, you'll notice it's not a new book. It has been well used, but there's still some good pages at the back here. The first pages have all been well colored in. And here's the pencils, of course. Again, they've been well used. There's no point in buying new pencils, because the old pencils are still plenty in them. And so there we are. And it's on enough pages there for her to entertain her. So she'll enjoy that for Christmas. And then we have a little girl who's coming, and she's one. What would a little girl of one want? A dolly, yes. She's not getting a dummy. She's getting a dolly. So here we have, here's a little dolly. Well used, well proved out, well done. So that's for a little girl who's coming one. So what do you think of my presents? They're good? Yes, I think so. I think those presents are good. So we're going to have four children coming to our house on Christmas Day, and we're going to give them all those well-used presents. Isn't that good? Oh, there's one more person. Yeah, Christmas is not just for children. Sure it's not. Sure. Not at all. Christmas is for big people. So I better give my wife something. What do you think I should give her? Makeup. Not at all. What sort of, why would I sort of makeup would I buy her? Or would I maybe should buy her pearls or diamonds or something like that? Not at all. Sure, a box of chocolates will do her fine, wouldn't they? And I got a wee box of chocolates and actually treated her very well because I wrapped it up in Christmas paper. But it's not this year's Christmas paper, it's last year's or the year before. I wasn't going to buy new Christmas paper for that. So here we go. A box of chocolates. You better not tell her she's getting this, you know. I think she's in church somewhere. Ah, wait a minute. They're opened. They're opened. I better see what's happened here. Right. Box of chocolates. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Somebody's been at them. Look at that. There's some of them eating. You see, I thought it wasn't good for giving her a whole box of chocolates, even though they are small. So I've enjoyed a couple of them, first of all. Do you think that's good? I can give her what's left. So there we are. That's my Christmas presents. All old presents. Do you think that's good? No, I don't think so. Well, you have been telling us this morning about Christmas. And you've been telling us about something special happened, that God gave his only son, that God gave a special gift. And so at Christmas time, we're remembering the uniqueness and the specialness of Christmas, that God gave his very best. You see, so often we want to give our very best. Now, the problem is that some people don't give their very best to God. They wait until they're old. You see, some of this coloring book's almost finished. And some people, they wait until they're old before they give their lives to Jesus Christ. I remember visiting a man who was 95 years of age, almost 100, 95 years of age. And I asked him, what difference has Christmas made to your life? And do you know what he said? Nothing. I says, well, then who is a Christian? It says someone who does good and is kind. That was his interpretation. He was almost 100 years of age. But you have been just telling us in the poem, you've just been telling us in your singing how special Christmas is and the way that Jesus Christ came into this world to be our Savior. And we should be giving him our lives whenever we're young so that there's still many years left. Not like these presents here that I was going to give the family. Because they are old. They're almost finished. And sad to say, many people wait until they're old and almost finished before they start to give their lives to Jesus Christ. Now, I have something else with me here this morning. And I want you to tell me what you think of these. A shirt and tie. I have a connection between all these. And then what have we here? We have got a box of handkerchiefs, and a very special box of handkerchiefs because the Boys' Brigade crest is on them. And here we have a pair of socks, right? And here we have a lovely pen. Now, could you tell me what the connection would be with all those? No? Well, of course, first of all, they're all new. And second of all, they're all given to me as a gift. But you see, the problem is I haven't used them. This shirt and tie, I haven't used it yet because I have a shirt and tie that I'm using. So I don't need this one at the moment. And of course, here we have the box of handkerchiefs, and because they're very special, The Boys' Brigade crest was on them. I was given to them by a Boys' Brigade company that I was with. And, of course, the pair of socks. Well, I don't need a pair of socks because I just give them to Sandra and she burns down the holes in them and sews them up. Whenever you have holes in your toes and holes in your heels, you see, you remember and sew that whenever you wash them. And then I got another scolding. And then the pen, of course, I have plenty of pens, and I'm not needing this one at the moment. Brand new, but never used. And you know, this is the problem with many people. They do not use the gift that God has given them. Now, today, that you have been using your gifts. Some of you have been able to sing, some have been able to read and doing. God has given us gifts, God has given us talents, and we should use them whenever we get them. But as I was saying about the old gifts, many people don't give their lives to Jesus Christ. In the Bible, we have Jesus giving a parable, and he says about a man inviting people to a feast, and they began to make excuses. One said, I bought a piece of land and I have to go and see it. Well, many of you are coming from the farm, and I don't think any farmer would buy a piece of land until he sees it, because it might turn out to be a bit of a bog, and they couldn't get their tractor into it. Another man said he had bought 5 yoke of oxen and he has to go and prove them. Well, again, no farmer will buy a tractor or a piece of machinery or cattle or anything without first of all going to look at them. And the older man made a great excuse. He says, I married a wife and therefore I cannot go. Do you not feel sorry for him? But you see, it's the same with me here in these things. I have made an excuse for not wearing the shirt. I've made an excuse for not using the pen. And many people are making excuses for not giving Jesus Christ their lives. I'll wait until I'm older. And so they say, I'm too young to give my life to Jesus Christ. And then they get older and they go to school and they go to college. And then they leave college and then they get married and then they start their home. And then they reach the age of whatever, maybe like less 95-year-old man. And they still have not made a decision for Jesus Christ. And so at this Christmas time, we're remembering what God has given to us. Remembering he has given us a special gift. But are we using that gift? Are we saying, I don't need Jesus now. I can live my own life. I make my own money. I will keep him well. I don't need him. Like so often, whenever we're not well, whenever we're well, we don't go to the doctor. It's only when we're sick we go to a doctor. But let us remember we're sick in the heart and we need Jesus Christ. And so at this Christmas time, let us remember what happened to those old gifts. Those old gifts are almost finished. And many people are waiting until they're almost dead before they think about giving Jesus Christ their lives. And those new gifts, I'm making an excuse. I don't need them now, sometime later. And perhaps there's someone here in the congregation this morning, and you're saying, I don't need God now, maybe sometime later. Let us remember that Jesus Christ has given his life for us, and that we need to give ourselves to him at this time. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I trust every boy and girl, I trust every young person, and I trust every older person will give their lives to Jesus Christ now, because we do not know how long we will have. We do not know when Christ will return and take us. Are we ready? Don't wait until we're old and then give him what's left. Don't make excuses, but let us give Jesus Christ our lives now. Let us just bow in a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming into this world to be our Savior. And we thank you that you died on the cross to be our Savior. And we thank you on the cross you said it is finished, for you finished that which you come to do. And so we seek your cleansing and we seek your forgiveness. We pray for every boy and girl here today that they will give their young lives to Jesus Christ while they're still young and new, and not wait until they're old and well used. We pray for every young person who's at college or school or wherever, that they will give their lives to you, not wait until another time. And let us not make excuses, but let us give Jesus Christ our lives now at this Christmas time. What better time to do it than whenever we remember the birth of our Savior? And so we pray now that you indeed will bless each and every heart, each and every home represented here today. For we ask it all in our Savior's name. Amen.